Woman backs Kavanaugh accuser's story, then deletes posts. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, September, 2018. It was a tough day yesterday for Christina Blasey Ford, the woman who claims, with no evidence and a failed memory on key details, that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh attempted to rape her nearly four decades ago. A second woman with memory problems, schoolmate Christina Miranda King, entered and quickly departed the fight. She claimed she knew about the attempted rape, but quickly retracted her claim when critics questioned her account, noting it contradicted Ford's. Eventually, she admitted she had no first-hand knowledge of the assault. The deletions are the second big hit to Ford's credibility in 2 days. Another putative witness to the matter claimed he did not attend the party Ford described. Twitter, Facebook blast. Reports surfaced across several media platforms with NBC reporting it as if it were true. The problem for the left-wing, anti-Trump network, of course, was this: King quickly recanted. King leveled the serious charge against Kavanaugh on Twitter and Facebook. "I graduated from Holton Arms, and knew both Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge," she tweeted. "Christine Blasey Ford was a year or so behind me, I remember her. The incident was spoken about for days afterwards in school. Kavanaugh should stop lying, own up to it and apologize." On Facebook, King went further, implying that she too was a victim of something bad. The current situation involving Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh touches a very personal nerve and has unearthed memories, good and bad, that I had buried deep for my time at Holton Arms School, she wrote. King admitted to having a crush on Mark Judge, but that he stood her up for a prom date because he got bombed a few hours before the prom dinner. He showed no respect and had no remorse. Apparently, in 2018 some things have not changed. Unfortunately, after that, King wrote about Ford. "Christine Blasey Ford was a year or so behind me. I did not know her personally, but I remember her. This incident did happen. Many of us heard a buzz about it indirectly with few specific details. However, Christine's vivid recollections should be more than enough for us to truly, deeply know that the accusation is true." But then, all of a sudden, King deleted the tweet and Facebook post, explaining with this message: "Hi all, deleted this because it served its purpose and I am now dealing with a slew of requests for interviews from the Wash Post, CNN, CBS News. Organizing how I want to proceed. Was not ready for that, not sure I am interested in pursuing. Thanks for reading." Then, King wrote this: "To all media, I will not be doing any more interviews. No more circus. To clarify my post, I do not have first-hand knowledge of the incident that Dr. Christine Blasey Ford mentions, and I stand by my support for Christine. That's it. I don't have more to say on the subject. Why delete it? So why would King delete her posts? Most likely, because Ford, as the Washington Post reported on Sunday in its story that revealed her identity, told no one of the incident in any detail until 2012, when she was in couples therapy with her husband, Ford's husband. The Post reported, recalled that his wife used Kavanaugh's last name and voiced concern that Kavanaugh, then a federal judge, might one day be nominated to the Supreme Court. If Ford didn't discuss the matter with anyone until 2012, neither King nor anyone else could have known about it, at least from Ford. Judge is an unlikely source for the story given that he did not, he says, attend such a party, nor had he ever seen Kavanaugh do anything untoward to a young woman." Another hole in King's story is even bigger, a hole that commenters on her tweet observed. As the Post reported, Ford said the party and rape attempt occurred in the summer. But King claimed incident was spoken about for days afterwards in school, so King contradicted Ford twice. King is anti-Trump and anti-Kavanaugh. In either an edited or additional Facebook post, King admitted her motive. "I was and still am completely against his nomination," she wrote. "I do not want him representing me or making decisions on my behalf in the Supreme Court as he goes against everything sacred to me as a woman, mother, daughter, Latina, American and professional. No matter how fine a person and upstanding citizen he may be, subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners."